The February cyber attack on Change Healthcare continues to cause prescription delays, and that is stressful on patients and doctors, but not if the doctors are using iCoreRx cloud e-prescribing software. iCoreRx had zero interruption, and iCoreRx is a product of iCore Connect, whose full platform of secure products helps streamline workflow and increase revenue. Check them out at iCoreConnect.com/MGMA.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Daniel Williams here, senior editor at MGMA, host of the MGMA Podcast Network. We are back with senior advisor Christy Good for another Ask MGMA as we are getting very near the holidays. I think Christy and I both have 4 or 5 days left before we're off for the year. So we wanted to give you one more Ask MGMA. With all that said, Christy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. So I'm going to read out what one of our MGMA members has just placed in the Ask MGMA platform. I have just been hired as a new practice administrator of a multi-specialty practice. I would like to conduct a practice assessment to see what's working and what needs to be updated. Is there any advice or are there any tools to help me? So I know you've been mulling this over, Christy. What do you think about it?
Well, I mean, MGMA, that's what we're known for, to give you lots of tools and tricks and advice on how to evaluate your practice. And so when I was answering this question, my first thought was that we have a strategic planning toolkit. And in that strategic planning toolkit, we have a business plan template. We have a priority decision matrix, which I really like. Helps you kind of decide what's the most important, what you're going to get your biggest bang for the buck if you tackle first. We have a template that you can do your SWOT, your TOES, and a SWOT competitor analysis with. And we have a medical practice Proforma template. A lot of people ask for that Proforma template just when they're trying to figure out, should I add a new provider? When should I add a new provider? How do you know? Those kinds of things. So it's a really good toolkit. And we can link to that in this podcast for everyone.
Let me ask you, you said a term in there I was not familiar with. I know SWOT and then competitor analysis makes sense. What is TOWS, T-O-W-S?
So we know that the SWOT helps you identify your strengths and weaknesses, as well as your external opportunities and threats. That's what it stands for, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, TOWS just takes that matrix a little different. So it's still threats, opportunities, weakness, and strength, but it takes the combining of those internal strengths and weaknesses with external opportunities and threats to develop strategic alternatives. So it helps you go beyond identifying what your factors are and moves you towards creating actionable plans. And it's kind of cool. We have some examples that we can walk through of what that looks like if you want. So, like I said, we know what SWOT, everyone seems to know what SWOT is. And so if we look at what TOWS might be, it's kind of funny to say.
I know.
TOWS, you look at, for example, you look at your strengths, opportunities. Mm-hmm. So you take what your strengths were and your opportunities in your SWOT, and then you now partner that strengths and opportunities to such as like, you know, you have a strong brand recognition. So now what are your opportunities? You can use that to attract new patient and expand it to new markets. You may have, your strength might be a large network of providers. Now you use that to provide care to more patients and reduce wait times for appointments. That's an example of a strengths opportunities. We also have an example of a weakness and opportunity. So your weakness might be high cost of care, but you can offset that by increasing volume of patients or negotiating lower rates with insurance. If you have looking at your strengths and threats in a TOWS, you may have strong brand recognition, but you can use that to differentiate your practice from competitors. So that's how you take your SWOT and you go to TOWS to do the next step.
Wow. Okay, I'm kind of blown away here a little bit. So, for our listeners, I mean, what else do we need to know about this? And is there, I mean, can you give us an idea? I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but in a medical practice, have you ever conducted maybe a SWOT or a TOES analysis or walked a MGMA member through one? Just the, what universe would we be in? Where would we be using this?
Absolutely. I mean, practice administrators and practice managers and even those higher up do these all the time.
Okay.
And what I suggest, the practice administrator, especially a new one, should be re start when they're doing the SWOT analysis or the TOES, they start reviewing their financial statements, their
Okay.
budgets, their billing processes. They want to look at their revenue streams and what those expenses are and their financial trends. They want to assess their day-to-day operations and their workflows, looking for where can they be efficient in their patient flow or their appointment scheduling. And then what are their staff responsibilities? Not only their staffing ratios, but what are their staffing responsibilities? And all of those pieces are just like little parts, as you're looking at the big picture.
Okay. I know that you had something else. We have a couple of things because this will be our last episode for Ask MGMA of the year. There's another tool you were telling me about. That's that medical practice evaluation tool. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's a great tool that really is underutilized right now at MGMA. And it's a neat tool in that it takes a bunch of questions from kind of each of the domains that we have, financial, operational, those kinds of situations. It asks questions about how is your practice doing, either in regards to a question or data that you need to input. And then it feeds back out to you a red, yellow, green scorecard that is benchmarked against MGMA data. So I've had the benefit of helping develop it, but also updating that data. And what we do is we look at the data from MGMA Data Dive, and we use that data to help say, is it a are you falling within the green where everyone else kind of is falling in your benchmark, or are you falling outside of that? And it gives you just a nice picture, a quick picture of a red, yellow, green scorecard to say, where do I need to maybe look at improvements? And that goes really hand in hand with doing your SWOT analysis or your while you're doing your strategic planning, knowing where you are and where you want to go, and using benchmarks that MGMA has to really say, this is where most people are looking at it. Where do I fall? And
Okay.
it's a great tool that I just think that most people are not utilizing. So I often tell practice administrators looking to do some strategic planning, to also look at this tool and see where their practice is falling.
Okay. I know before we sign off, I just wanted to ask you one more thing. You had told me, and I also talked to Colleen Luckett last week. And y'all both were mentioning there's some other project management tools. So before signing us off, what else is out there for us?
Yeah, it's great because we just launched some new practice management tools. We have like a team roster and communication plan template. We have a project charter template, and we have some Gemba board templates for project management. We'll have a couple others, but we're really putting it, they're out there with video, and we're pulling them together kind of into a little toolkit. But with anything, with doing all of this, right, when you're looking at your practice and you're trying to evaluate where you are and where you want to go, that you look at data and you're looking at all this information and gathering it, you need to also have some project management tools in your toolkit so that you can help get yourself from point A to point B and be successful and have a timeline of completion.
That's
So
awesome.
that's what I suggest. And of course, I mean, like I always tell them, you might not be sure where you're starting, and you may get, go through some of this, and you may still need some help. So we do have consultants available that can help them through processes. You have myself available, that can help them through a lot of these tools. So they are tools, but if you need some help, we're here to help.
Okay. Where's the best way to tell people to go? Because we've given them a lot of tools here to think about. We will put these direct links in the episode show notes, but just in case you're listening to it through another, you know, avenue, what would you tell people if they were, you know, wanting to access these sites and didn't have the direct link? Where would they go?
Well, you just go to our mgma.com is our website. Okay. And on our website, you can also filter, you log in. All these tools are member only tools. So you will need to be able to log in to get to those tools. And yeah, I mean, we have them under our tools and checklists okay. link under practice resources, but you Perfect. Can always send me an email at advisor@mgma.com or mm-hmm. click on Ask MGMA, that little green button, and we can help you find those tools as well.
That's awesome. And hopefully you will be just accessing this through one of the podcast platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, any of those. And if you do that in the episode show notes, you'll be able to just click right through and go straight to those. But as Christy was saying, go to mgma.com and then you can access those member tools there. All right, Christy. Well, this is it for 2023 for us being on here together. So thank you for an amazing year and Ask MGMA.
Thank you. And I just want to remind everyone, key to doing anything with your group or assessing your practice is really make sure you involve everyone. So your staff, your physicians, other key stakeholders, and make sure you really communicate your assessment findings so that everyone can be involved in making it better, making it great.
That is perfect. Great way to finish this segment. So for Christy Good, I'm Daniel Williams. Thank you for listening to another segment of Ask MGMA. And Christy and I will be back in 2024. So y'all take care. Most physicians don't have the opportunity to learn the business of medicine. What docs don't get taught, physician business training is a course developed by MGMA and administrators from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. This interactive course provides in-depth physician business training that can drive personal and organizational success. Purchase now for yourself or your organization at physicianbusinesstraining.com and earn 8 hours of CME credit. Again, go to physicianbusinesstraining.com to purchase and to learn more. Are you tired of dealing with time-consuming processes and outdated strategies? It's time for a change. Introducing Laserfiche, the leading platform for optimizing process automation and data analytics. With Laserfiche, you can transform your organization into a technology-driven powerhouse, ready to tackle any disruption that comes your way. Laserfiche allows you to strategically optimize workflow automation so you can revamp cost-inefficient initiatives across your organization. Free up your staff's time so they can focus on more meaningful work. So don't let outdated processes hold you back. Unlock the power of Laserfiche and take control of your organization's future. Visit laserfiche.com today and learn how it can help you achieve efficiency, resilience, and success. Again, go to laserfiche.com.